It's going to be a struggle. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ATA Nation. This is episode 46 of the ATA Nation Podcast. I am your host, Senior Master Zach Hayden. Thank you for tuning in and being part of ATA Nation. We love bringing you information, updates, interviews every single week, and we hope that you have found this beneficial for yourself. We often talk about our insiders, and we actually have we're switching systems on how you can be an insider. So what you need to do is go to ATAMA.ninja/insider. The link is also in the show description. You can click on it right in there as well and sign up to be one of our insiders. We've got some new different things coming there, just streamlining some things. So make sure you join us. We'll have a text in number as well, but I don't have that with me at this very moment. Now, in the past weeks, I've been talking about some special guests I've been hinting at, and I've got some coming I'm really excited about. But today, we're actually going to go with a solo show because I had a topic I really wanted to discuss with you, ATA Nation. I think it comes down to the idea of struggling. And as martial artists, I think this is right up our alley. And as individuals who are working on discipline, working on a leadership life skills, and inspiring others through our own actions and through teaching others, I think this is such an important topic to make sure that we are diving into. So let me give you a little story. We have testing this week. I've been working with my advanced students. We've been doing some difficult things. It's new for them. And I've noticed, and this isn't the first time I've noticed, but it kind of hit me again that I have so many of these students that are really, really having issues kind of grasping some concepts. And I come to find out as I'm watching and just my frustration is taking over and I'm just, you know, I know, you know, I've been teaching for years. I know I'm not expecting too much of them. I'm not being too hard on them. I know that there's something else going on here. And I don't know why I didn't realize it earlier, but I realized the symptoms earlier. I didn't realize the underlying problem. So, you know, you often go into the, guys, you got to make sure you practice. Guys, you got to make sure you're engaging your brain as we're doing this in class. You know, guys, we've got video curriculum on our private network. I want you to make sure that you're practicing with that and checking out. Guys, make sure you're not, you know, just copying the person next to you while we're doing this material, whatever it might be. I just have these parents are frustrated, kids are frustrated, and then it finally, you know, hit me in the face like a great round kick. And I knew this before, but I put it off to the back of my mind or whatever. The problem that was really going on is that these students weren't embracing the struggle. That's what I've come to call it. And the struggle is that time in the learning process where you don't get it and you just have to work through it, just to really struggle with it. I read a great book. I encourage you to check it out. It's called The War of Art. Not The Art of War. That one's good too, but The War of Art. And a lot of this book is just about doing the work, doing the daily grind of getting it done. One of the concepts that's talked about a lot recently in making sure that students are successful in life is this idea of grit, the stick-to-itiveness. And that's kind of what I'm talking about when I talk about the struggle. It's this idea that when you're learning something, you have to be okay with not knowing it, not being good at it, and that there is going to be this in-between time where it just stinks. We're just not good at it. And we feel often very self-conscious about that, very uncomfortable about that. And so the natural reaction is to give up or to take an easy way out. Maybe we decide not to do that activity. You know, maybe we decide to just say we can't do it or it's too hard. Say we copy off somebody else. We're, you know, in class, you're just watching the other student. You're just copying what they're doing. I was hit in the face with this idea that these students are just having issues with the struggle. They're just not comfortable in that position, and they're not going to be. And we as instructors, as parents, as leaders need to encourage others to be okay with that struggle, to embrace that struggle, because that's where the real confidence comes from. The real confidence comes from getting through the struggle, achieving the goal of learning the material and being able to perform that material or being able to succeed with that material. This happens in sparring and forms, in all areas, in board breaks. We've got to be comfortable with the struggle. I was talking with my brother about this concept just, you know, a day or two after I was experiencing it in class. And my brother is a high elementary, middle school, and a middle school teacher. And this is a problem that it was so funny because he was explaining how in his, let's say it was his history class, he would, you know, make sure students were taking notes, they were writing the material down. He even would make sure they knew exactly what was on the test, and yet the students would still fail the test. A bunch of the students would still fail the test because we're not really learning the material. We are just taking it in, copying, just surface level and not struggling with it, not internalizing it, not being okay with that struggle. And in the school context, instead of like in a martial arts class, a lot of times you'll just see students, like, let's say I'm working on a bow staff form. You'll see them just look at the kid next to them and do what they're doing. In the school context, they either say, it's too hard, I can't do it, I don't know what's going on, or they just won't do it. There are lots of students out there. I mean, the idea of not turning in homework and just not doing things in school is so much more popular than it used to be. And these kids are just not doing it at all. And this isn't just something that I've been seeing with children, though I think children are especially struggling from it. It's things that I see with adults as well. I see it with parents. I see it with adults where we aren't able to get something right away. Maybe it's a new piece of technology. Okay? You're an adult. Someone's introduced a new piece of technology for your school, your child's school, let's say. And parents, instead of struggling and trying to figure it out and testing and iterating and working with it, they'll just go, this is dumb. I don't want to use this new thing. I'm out. You know, that's happening with adults all over the place. We are in the most knowledge-rich environment the world has ever had. We're able to access information at the drop of a hat, but yet we are not cultivating the skill of investigating, of trying, of iterating. There's a great kind of social study that's done. I think it's called not the marshmallow test, marshmallow tower, the spaghetti tower. I don't remember what it's called. I'll have to look it up. But the idea is that you give these individuals, like 5 or 10 dry spaghetti sticks, a certain amount of tape, and a marshmallow. Or a certain number of marshmallows, I can't remember. And they have to build a tower with them. And the people who do the very best at this are really young children, like kindergartners, because instead of just coming up with one idea and doing it, they are doing a version, it falls down, and they try another version. Doing another a version, trying it, it falls down, they try another one. And they're iterating, they're trying, they're struggling through it because they just don't know enough yet to come up with ideas. Oh, I know the perfect idea. I know it. And they build it, and then at the end it just falls over like older kids and adults do. We have to start to cultivate this idea, or continue to cultivate, really, really work hard on cultivating this idea of struggling. Nobody wants to do it. It's very uncomfortable. And as martial arts, that should be something that we're embracing. And I bring this up on the show today, one, because it just is something that's been grinding at me a little bit over the last week or so. But two, because I know you guys, ATA Nation, are in the position influencing your children, or you're an instructor and you can influence other kids, or you're, you know, a kid, a youth, a young adult who is instructing, watching kids, inspiring kids through your martial arts training. And so I know I can talk to you guys about this, and you might be able to make an impact. Right? If you're looking at this, and I have no great solution for this issue, because having a great, like, easy solution kind of violates the principle of struggling. I don't think there's an easy solution, but learning, trying to help our friends, our neighbors, our students, our children to learn to struggle with something and really work hard at it and fail and then get back up and do it again and fail and get back up and do it again is super important. I think, you know, the studies on grit, success, all these different things point to that being just such an important life skill to learn. It's the discipline of being able to do the work. And I think it just needs to be something that we talk about more than we've talked about in the past, and identify that in ourselves, identify it in others, you know, see where you might be giving up on something too early. You know, adults, one of the ones I recognize, like I said earlier, is the technology thing. If you're not a technology person, you're just like, they introduced this new technology thing. I can't believe it. Like, it's just too hard. Okay. Or always asking for the answer right away. Okay. I don't have the answer right. Instead of like doing some research, dig into it a little bit. Not the, you know, hey, I heard it. You know, I saw this somewhere. Well, did you research? Did you dig in a little bit? Did you look at other sides of the story? You know, because information is so easy at the tip of our fingers, we don't often dig deeper than surface level. And that's what we need to work on in all areas. You know, you're not going to be a world champion the first year. You're not going to, you know, just learn things right away. And some people will, you know. I tell my students all the time the story of my brother and I. My brother started martial arts the same time I did. And I remember, to this day, I can remember standing in our martial arts school, my instructor teaching us. It was purple belt sparring segments. And man, oh man, I couldn't remember the thing. Every time he'd come over, he'd show us, you know, a section. My brother would be able to do it right away because his memory is better, and he just would be able to pick it up. And I was like, oh, can you show me again, sir? And I struggled with it because it was harder for me to learn. Elementary school was that way for me. You know, I had to study for things more than my brother did. We're only a year apart. He's smarter than I am, and he could pick things up faster than me. And so he didn't study the same way. And I had to study a lot more. I had to do more homework. But I'm so thankful for that now because it taught me how to work through things, spend a little bit more time, dive a little deeper, be okay with that middle area between learning something and being proficient at something. So that's kind of what I wanted to bring up with you guys this week. I know it's a little off topic, but I think it's so important. And maybe you have some great ideas about how to, you know, engage that learning through the struggle. I'd love to hear those. Join our insiders. We can reach out. You can maybe even leave me a voice recording of that. You can see how to do that if you join the insiders. I would really appreciate it. Let me know what you think. Now, let's get to some upcoming events.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
I really wanted to highlight one big upcoming event because there's so much going on with it. March 18th, 19th, and 20th in Pittsburgh is Grandmaster Caruso's Tournament of Champions, his TOC. This is a huge regular event that they have every year, but this year they've just got some extra stuff going with it. So Friday is going to be all the team sparring competition. That's the Friday the 18th. Make sure if you have a team competing, you need to make sure you get your registrations in on time for that. You know, the deadlines for team sparring. Presiding Grandmaster nominee MK Lee is going to be a special guest at this weekend, that weekend's event, this Class A tournament out there in Murraysville, Pennsylvania. Sorry, Murraysville. Chief Master Tammy Harvey Stauber is going to be there. Chief Master Tomas Sandoval, he's from my region, he's going to be there. Chief Master Ramunde, Chief Master Skiles. There's just, the list goes on and on about the special guests there. So one, if you go out, you're just going to have an awesome group of high ranks out there. Saturday's events have all the regular tournament competitions. They're going to have awards, team demo, or a demo team. You're going to get to see their stuff. And then, of course, regular competition. And then Sunday, they're continuing the fun in events. There's a high rank testing, which, of course, presiding grandmaster nominee MK Lee will be there for. And they're going to do an athlete development training there as well. They're doing both the sparring and the combat sections of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a free weekend and you are in, you know, traveling distance from Murraysville, Pennsylvania, that Class A tournament will be a great weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Murraysville, Pennsylvania. You can check out more information about that tournament on atajourney.com. That is the website for Grandmaster Caruso's school, but it's got a tab that's got tournament stuff. And actually, it looks like the registration, online registration stuff is in there as well. So make sure you check that out. Great information. Make sure. I wanted to bring you that one because I know it's a huge event coming up. A lot of great things. Athlete development, high rank testing. I mean, come on, it's going to be great. I'm a little bummed that I won't be there. I was hoping to go. Some things came up that we had to do with our school, so I'm not going to be out there. But I'm excited that I'll be out in Pittsburgh for Nationals later this year. Oh. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, a little shorter episode for you today, but important information. Make sure that you guys are out. Hold on. I always close this with out there taking action because ATA, always take action. The idea of taking action is all about the struggle. It's all about working through that. That's what taking action is. Okay, guys, ladies, gentlemen, sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, parents, get out there, take some action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
I was going to tell you guys something secret, but now I forgot what it was. Something. Oh, I know what it is. Hey, got to get on the insiders because I'm going to introduce this thing I've been working on with somebody that's been on the podcast before. I think something really needed. I'm going to introduce it to the insiders first, but you got to be on the insiders. ATAMA.ninja/insider. Join us later.